my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Oh, right, let's get rid of Ed Sheeran. Do you like Ed Sheeran? Are you keen?
I like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, not bad. He's all right. He's done quite well for himself, I think. Not as well as people that might have bought Banksy in the past. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Art of Brentwood, I think I should say. John Brandlow. He's got the Brandlett Galleries in Brentwood. Now, there's an exhibition which is opening on June the 3rd, which is the biggest, most comprehensive ever exhibition of record sleeves by the designer and artist known as Banksy. Now, there's going to be artworks from £400. I read earlier up to £175. I thought, well, that's a really good deal. It's actually £175,000, possibly 250,000.
Yes.
Wow. So before we talk about the exhibition, if there are people out there that don't know or don't really know the history of who Banksy is, just explain, because I think most people are sort of go, oh, I've heard of Banksy, but where did he come from?
Banksy is a street artist who started off in Bristol, and his work was seen by KLF, the pop group from the 70s, and they decided to promote him. And he has been doing a lot of political work over the years. Most of his work is fairly edgy. Not all of it, but most of it is fairly edgy. One of the images I like, for instance, is attack helicopters. The American Apache, whatever. Attack helicopters coming towards you, and they're wearing bow ties, pink or yellow bow ties. His first print release was of a policeman in the old-fashioned tall, hard helmet giving you the finger. And those were selling for £10. He was selling them for £10. Signed ones were £15. I mean, that sort of money. Those prints today are now £10,000 to £20,000.
Yeah.
But what he does is, I mean, the point is, if you are doing something that which is illegal, which is a criminal act, which it is, when you're going and painting on somebody else's wall without permission, you're not going to put, I'm not going to, if I was doing it, I wasn't going to sign John Brandler, because it's very easy to find me.
Mm.
So you come up with a street name. A friend of mine's called Pure Evil, another one's called My Dog Size, one's called Copyright, which is a crap name because if you do an internet search, you come up with everything but him.
Yeah.
All these things. So the idea is that you've got a name that's hidden, but you're identifiable.
Mm.
And Banksy is the one that has, he's got an amazing marketing team around him. He is the one that's always in the newspapers, he's the one that's always being written about. He is. As I say, he's got a great team around him. He's not necessarily the best, but he's the best known.
Mm.
And what has happened is people have turned away from the Victorian paintings of their parents. So Constable, Gainsborough, Turner, the earlier ones, people don't want anymore. They don't want the pretty pictures. They don't want the cottage pictures. You know, nice thatched cottage, two children playing in the garden, that sort of thing. That's out. People's homes have changed. They've become white. They've become streamlined. They've been, you know, the Scandinavian plain lines. Things like that. And so what they want is the screen prints. They want the records. They want the Banksys. They want things that show they are looking forward, not looking back. They're not harping back to their parents.
Mm.
They're showing they're of today and tomorrow, which is the important bit.
Mm. Because when you go in, when you look at somebody else's art, it is a representation of what you want people to think about you. Even if you can't afford a real Banksy.
No,
I know you say you should have art that you like. You always say that, don't you?
You should have art on your wall that you like.
Yeah.
It is your home, not your friend's home, not your neighbour's home, not the rent man's home. It's your home, and you shouldn't have things in it purely to create an impression that you are an academic, you are a musician, you are a bricklayer, whatever.
Mm.
Have things on it that you enjoy, that relate to you.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I think people have probably got a lot of money, though, when they're investing. They probably do want people to say, is that a real... And you go, oh, yes, yes, I got that a few months ago,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't move in those circles, though, Johnson.
I know. But more to the point, it's a case of buying things before everybody else does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I brought in a couple of records today by Banksy, and the point is that 2-3 years ago, they were costing a couple of hundred quid, maybe £300-£400.
Yeah.
They're now fetching anywhere between 700 and 20,000 for a record cover.
And that's what you said when you came in, because you do come in sort of once or twice a year.
Every time you forget how bad I was, you get me back in.
No, yeah. So at last, I said, so I always say to John during the interview, tell us what we should be investing in. And you said, in fact, you said twice, and I didn't do anything about it, invest in Banksy, the record sleeves, because they will be going up. And they have.
And they are relevant to your profession.
Mm.
They are, you know, they are what you do.
Mm.
It's quite possible, actually, when you go home and you go through your record collection, you might find some. Because some of them were sent out, some of them, the vinyls and the CDs were sent out as trials to DJs. And I'm just buying one at the moment from a DJ in Bristol. Mm. It's costing me just under £2,000. And I was selling it two years ago, for £350. Mm. Framed. I'm buying it unframed, and and I was selling them framed. But that's the market. It's a case of looking forward, not looking back. Mm. But as I say, this one's coming from a DJ in Bristol.
Yeah. Wow. Now, the actual work he's done recently, because he's done the European flag with one of the stars. So
I didn't like that. I didn't think that was good enough for him. It doesn't tell you if it's pro-Brexit or anti-Brexit. It doesn't tell you if the cracks were part of the building already, or did he paint the cracks. You can only see the cracks with a telephoto lens.
Yeah.
So does he think that Europe is cracking up? Does he think we are cracking up? Does he think the NHS is cracking up? I do. Does he think... my parents were in the medical world, and we can remember when it actually worked. That's another conversation. I suppose. It's not hard hitting. It's not him shooting Theresa May or Corbyn. It's not him shooting Merkel. There's nothing. It's too bland for him, in my view. I mean, it is by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. But it's too bland. It's too ordinary. I can see if you think that he's the Premier League.
Yeah.
And a very small layer underneath him, there's about 10 or 20 artists that are very good, international fame. Mm. A lot of them are based in the UK. And then you get all the also-rans. I could imagine that being done by one of the also-rans.
Yeah. How does he do these, John? When because you look and you think, well, if it was on the side of my house, which would be nice, does he turn up with a team? Do the people in the house know, or do they?
Well,
because you don't get the, but you never see him actually doing anything, do you? It's already done.
He always says that he doesn't let people know. But the point is, I mean, for instance, that he did one in a school recently, about 6 months ago, in Bristol. Now the school has got metal fencing around it, 27 feet high, with spikes on the top and CCTV cameras to protect the children.
Yeah.
Fine. So he's put a work of art that's worth £250,000 to £500,000 on a school wall. So who owns the wall?
Yeah.
Is it the school? Is it the local authority?
Yeah.
Is it the government? Is it education authority? Mm. You know, Westminster?
Yeah.
The other thing is people want to go and look at that wall and take photographs of it. So are they taking photographs, or are they taking photographs of the children?
Mm.
So if you stand outside the school and you say, I want to take a photograph of the painting, are you going to be accused of being a paedophile?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't he paint it on something that could be removed? Because the school, when we work with a lot of charities doing fundraising for them, we supply the artwork when they do these things, events. And one of the benefits for the charity each time is the bonding of the people that are helping them. So they'll get 30 women having a coffee morning in Shenfield or doing a bike ride somewhere or whatever. Part of it is raising the money, and part of it is the bonding of the team.
Mm.
So the first time that school gets its team together and says, right, we need to raise £12,500 to get computers for the seventh year or something, whatever it is, one of those parents is going to say, well, why should I give up every Saturday for the next 2 months planning this, doing this, when you got £500,000 on the wall outside?
Mm.
So it's not, I think sometimes he doesn't think through the benefits or the consequences.
Mm.
He could quite easily have done that on a piece of wood, nailed it to the wall, then they could unnail it and put it inside where nobody can take photographs with children next to it. All sorts of things like that. So sometimes the thought is good. The one that really annoys me is Clacton is not the wealthiest town in the world. He did a picture on a wall in Clacton. One lady objected to it. So within 24 hours, it was brushed off.
Yeah.
Now, that's the local cafes, the local taxi drivers, the local shops, the newsagents, the sweet shops, the coffee shops, all the local small shops that really need people to come to Clacton. Yeah. One person objected, the council took it off.
Dear.
You know, I'm trying to get the local council and county council to do use some of the blank walls in Brentwood for communal art.
Yeah.
Waste of time, waste of breath. Nobody will talk to you. Nobody will make a decision. Nobody. I mean, I could get international artists down here.
Mm.
It would be a focal point for the south of England.
Yeah.
But nobody will make a decision.
And it would be nice to have that rather than just having the Towie link. I don't know what I'm whispering for, but, you know, it would be... Wouldn't it be nice?
I've got to be nice to them because they filmed outside my gallery one time on a Thursday, and I'm never there on Thursdays, which is probably a good move on their part. But they... and the number of people that said, oh, I saw your shop on Towie. Great. But, yeah, I go into London. Where are you from? Brentwood. Oh, yes, North London. We'll come and see you. No, Brentwood. Essex. Essex. End of conversation. Yes. Now it's become, oh, yes, that's where they film Towie. And you have to apologise that we're in a different part of the town.
Mm.
You know, I'm told, I haven't researched it, but I'm told that Cunt Turner, the wonderful painter, was in Brentwood for a few years, now and again. You know, there is culture in Brentwood.
Yeah, of course there is.
But we don't advertise it. And when I say to the council, look, you know, we've got this opportunity. You've got all these blank walls that the council own.
Yeah.
End of the high street. Come down the high street, there's a blank wall. Look to the left, there's a blank wall. Drive into Brentwood, there's blank walls. Why not put something on it that people will want?
That is a superb idea. That is a really, really good idea. And also bringing people into the town.
Nobody will do it because everybody says, oh, it's not my department. Mm. We haven't done it before, so we won't do it again.
Mm.
Great. You know, in the end, you just think, oh.
There's lots of creative, I mean, you know, like Chicken and Frog Bookshop, there's loads of creative people in Brentwood. So really, we should start a campaign to actually get that done because it will be bringing another... I mean, I've met a few of the Towie people and they are really lovely and they've just been very lucky and they've done really well. And they've
brought
lots of people into this, but it'd be nice to have people coming from all over the world.
They have helped. When you look at other towns in the area, this has got nothing to do with why I came in, but anyway. when you look at other towns in the area, you know, Towie has supported, effectively, the cabbies, the coffee shops, the hotels. The hotels will have to employ people. Now, some of the hotels, the money all goes to London, but the staff are from Brentwood.
Yeah.
The taxi drivers. So many businesses are benefiting. We've been away for a week, and the number of towns we go to, and half the shops or a third of the shops are empty.
Mm.
You can't say that about Brentwood. No. You know, Towie have 12, 13 of the units.
Yeah.
In the town,
yeah,
you know, that's bringing people in all the time, you know. So I'm not going to go into one of the girls' dress shops, but they then go out and buy sandwiches. All these things, the amount of money, the amount of wealth Towie has generated for the town is phenomenal.
What about on the side of one of their shops then? If they've got a side,
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they would be. I probably would. But the point is, it's getting the council then not to complain that it's been done. And opposite me,
even if you own the building,
even if you own the building,
wow.
One person complains and it has to come off the wall.
Mm.
The pub opposite me had a painting on the wall, arranged by the council, the Brentwood Art Trail a couple of years ago, and it was grapevines.
Yeah,
you know. Really hard-hitting, really political, really sexy grapevines. One of the neighbours complained and they had to take it off.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's hardly a policeman giving the world his finger, is it?
Yeah.
One neighbour complained. And so if it was done by the council and the council said, we're doing it.
Mm.
You're not complaining to the building. You're complaining to the council. I think people might be a little less socially bonkers, social prat, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the 60,000 people in the town, one person complains, it's got to come up. What about the 59,000 people that haven't complained?
Yeah, yeah, true.
If only half of those people actually like it, doesn't that have more weight than the one that...
No, it should do. Now, the exhibition, 3rd of June.
That's right.
Is it going to be, is it over a week? Is it a day?
No, it's
or
on
is
for
it
a month.
Week? On for a
it's,
month.
It starts on the Saturday. It's on for a month. We expect to be busy on the Saturday because we've got people coming from far and wide to see it. It came about because we supplied a lot of pictures to a museum in Rome.
Yes.
And they had a budget of €3 million. and the catalogue was one sheet of paper. Yeah, you know, where the money went, I don't know. But anyway, you can guess, you know, Rome, Italy, work it out. And I thought this needed to be done, so that's what we've done. We've put on this show. It hasn't got every record that he's done, because some of them are cost £20,000 now. But we've put on as many as we can.
Mm.
And I just think it's nice that, I mean, people forget that painters, musicians, sculptors, they're all called artists, and that's the way they are, the same people. Mm. They have the same way of thinking, which is not like you and me. Well, you know, you're a singer, you don't think like me, obviously. because I told you what to do and you didn't.
No. yeah, exactly. Damn. I should have bought those things when you said 2 years ago.
But you know, David Bowie trained at the Royal College of Art, which is for painters.
Mm.
Ian Dury in the Blockhead, right? Yep. He was at the Royal College of Art. Peter Blake knew a lot of the musicians. He created the very famous Sgt. Pepper's and various other things. So you get this huge crossover between one and the other. Damien Hirst sings in, if you can call it that, in a band. So you get this. We've got some Damien Hirsts. We've got some, obviously, the Banksys. We've got a couple of Tracy Emin pieces. It's the same people.
Mm.
That can turn left or turn right. Some of them, like Damien Hirst, do both.
Mm.
And if they have a different way of thinking, they have a different outlook on life. Most of them are bonkers, but you know, that's the price you pay for looking at life differently. We call them bonkers because they don't sit in an office 9 to 5 and have targets like a lot of people do. Their priorities are different. One of my friends who used to paint, well, he still paints, but he's now about 85. And when he started off, if he had no money and no paint, if he sold a picture for a couple of pounds, which he did in those days, he would go out and buy paint first.
Mm.
And then he'd buy food.
Yeah.
Or it's actually probably scrounge food for some of his friends. But this is their priorities. They have to paint like you and I have to breathe and drink water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even alcohol. I mean, artists are into alcohol.
Yes. But, you know. Yes, I know a few.
I know. I don't think I've found any that are totally sober.
No. How many pieces are going to be on show of Banksy's, and how many pieces are available to buy?
They're all available to buy.
Right, okay.
Provided you've got a big enough checkbook.
Yes.
They start at about £400. And we've got about 50, 55 pieces by Banksy.
Mm.
And then the other artists as well.
Yeah.
And we're always closed Sundays and Mondays, and we're always closed Thursdays.
Mm. So that's this Saturday. So will you get a glass of? Was it? Did I read a glass of Prosecco?
Or something?
Did I, yes, I think I do. I think I might.
You can have a glass of water.
So it's 50 designs, and also if you want to now, it's as John always says, if you want to invest, there's not many things you can put your money into at the moment.
Well, let's be honest,
you're not
getting much from the banks.
No,
are you?
Nothing.
And
from
then
the
they
banks.
Tax you on it.
Yeah. So you've got Banksy, which you probably can get a nice, get a nice bit of artwork. And also, you can chat to John. John's absolutely brilliant. If you go down to the gallery, and even if Banksy isn't your thing, John will tell you who the next... I know you spoke about Pure Evil before, saying that...
There are certain artists that I think are good. I think that Pure Evil's the one I can't afford in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
And there's another guy called My Dog Size, who's probably one of the two cleverest artist I've ever met, but because he's such crap at publicity, he's very affordable.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that to change, right. So I'm buying them myself.
Right,
is the clue.
Yeah.
There's two or three artists around that I'm actively buying, and I make most of my money by buying and holding.
Mm.
I'd have made more money not selling any of the Banksy records for the last 4 years, but you can't cover everything all the time.
Yeah. So if you've got a little bit of money out there, you want to do a bit of investing, good idea.
And a good example for you is 30 years ago, I bought some David Hockney prints from the Royal Academy at 18 pence. And Saunders in Stansted, Mount Fitchett, sold one recently with expenses, you know, buyer's premium and that. It came out at £750, which worked out at 30% compound interest, which I don't think you're going to get in the bank these days.
No.
So it's about foresight, not hindsight, and having the courage to buy what you like now, not coming in and saying, oh, I should have bought that 4 years ago. Yes. Because the people that say that never actually come back and buy today. They always want to buy 4 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. And also...
And if you work out how to do it, please can you tell me? Because there's a couple of artists I should have bought.
So there we go. Pure Evil is one. If you want to buy your very own Banksy, then get down on the 3rd of June. It's going to be open for the whole month, in fact. Yeah. You can pop in. And as I said, if you want to have a chat with John while you're there, John's, as I said, a very affable chap. He will tell you what to advise on what to buy, even if you don't want to buy a Banksy.
Yeah.
And it is really good to because, you know, as you said, 2 years ago, £300, and these things are going for £2,000.
Well, they're costing me £2,000, yeah. So it's going to cost you a bit more than that.
£5,000.